All right, good afternoon, everyone. I know most of you are well familiar with the ELR onboarding process, how tedious it can be. In North Carolina, we go through everything from SNOMED and CT and LOINC mapping, a long process of structure and content review, the begging, pleading, and the begging and pleading to comply with our local requirements. Then we go through user acceptance testing. So it's this really long, arduous process. And once you get to the end of it, you're in production. But what do you do once you're in production? How do you maintain that level of quality? So North Carolina was looking at establishing a quality assurance program for post-production electronic lab reporting. And we needed a systematic way to do that over time. I didn't want to reinvent the wheel, so I looked into published work on post-production ELR. And I actually didn't find much in the way of research on that topic. So I decided to ask what other jurisdictions were doing. I created a questionnaire that asked about what are your quality assurance activities that you participate in, whether it be daily, monthly, weekly, what kind of data elements are you looking at, do you look at other data sources. So what we found is that most jurisdictions do some sort of reconciliation process for their daily feeds. Most jurisdictions are doing some type of reconciliation on a daily basis. They're resolving their files that have missing data, if they've been rejected, things of that nature. So most places are doing that. One jurisdiction noted that they were doing what they called passive QA, which meant that unless someone complained about something, you know, it kind of passed through. So I thought, well, you know, depending on their resources and maybe their volume, they couldn't address those things as they came in. It was more of a report and see. But there are some jurisdictions that are doing more robust QA protocols, and we'll talk about those in a second. But I wanted to mention that some of the challenges that all jurisdictions mentioned were that the number of staff dedicated to electronic lab reporting, very minimal in most cases. They also noted that even though they're concentrating on electronic lab reporting, they also had other competing priorities to deal with. And sometimes it was limited software, sometimes limited competency, and time is always an issue. One of the jurisdictions that have a more robust QA system is New York. This is an example of their lab, they call it their report card. And you'll notice it separates the report card into two areas, required fields versus recommended fields. Required are obviously very important to their QA process, whereas recommended fields are important, but maybe not necessary to reject a file or to intervene unless it gets to a bad state. They also had a data quality warning. If anything was below 20%, anything above 20% missing information, that was a flag that this laboratory may need to be contacted, intervened in some kind of way. We also, too bad. But this was supposed to be a report card from South Dakota. I don't know it either. That's okay, though. I'm energetic. South Dakota, and they called this their quick and dirty report card, and it had their top data elements that were very important to them and the completeness of those. And then they had what they called the more in-depth, long-form electronic lab report card that went into depth not only at the data level, but it talked about specimen ID numbers, patient city. I mean, it's just a lot more information. You could get into each file, you could get into the specimens and things of that nature. So a lot of information poured into this one particular report. me get there so you can get there too. So what I found was during this process, I realized that other jurisdictions don't have a toolkit to refer to. I was just kind of grabbing from here and there. So I thought maybe other jurisdictions might be interested in following a step-by-step process. It would have been nice for myself that I found. So I came up with a series of questions in what I call the QA toolkit. And a series of questions and factors to consider when you're developing or you want to revamp your QA system for or your ELR post-production. Some of the things you'll want to consider as I speak to you is you want to determine why are we doing this QA process. Are we trying to improve the ELR feed? Is there someone that is particularly non-compliant? Do you have a problem with several or a particular system? Why do you want to do this? So as long as you outline your goals, you can kind of, based on those goals, outline what data elements that you're interested in tackling. Once you've done that, you want to seek feedback from your management group. It may not seem important at first, but depending on how in-depth you want your QA process to be, and if you need resources outside of your existing resources, maybe you need a report writer, maybe you need to purchase from the vendor reporting tools out of their product, you'll need that management support and you'll need that management approval throughout that process. Then you'll want to establish your critical and supplementary review data set. I actually had a template that I would have shown you, but you can visualize in your mind. And it lists all of the data elements that I found that other jurisdictions were looking at and what we would have looked at. And you can scale this up or down, remove certain data elements or add depending on your needs, and assign a different status. Is it critical or is it supplementary? Not everything can be a critical data element because you get to overwhelm your providers at that point. Then you want to determine what your scalable process is. And that means how often are you going to do this? Is it a monthly review process? Is it quarterly, yearly? Do you want to stagger it? Your larger laboratories you'll do more often, whereas your smaller volume laboratories you do maybe on a yearly basis. And then you'll want to consider the breadth of that. You'll want to consider who will be involved in your QA process. Is it just your core ELR team, or do you have to pull in other people and what time commitment they may need for that? Because, as I said, as you scale up or down, you may need to pull in other resources. Once you've established that, you want to establish your compliance parameters. What does compliance look like for your jurisdiction? It may not look the same in every jurisdiction, but you'll want to say, these are the tools that I have, and establish your compliance based on what tools you have. Do you have legal precedents? If a laboratory is out of compliance for a significant amount of time, can you impose sanctions? For those who are doing really well, do you want to offer them some type of incentive? And as much as we would love to go around saying, you get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car, we don't have that kind of incentive structure. We don't have that money. But maybe giving the laboratory recognition on your website, giving the laboratory, an extra shout out on one of your calls that they're a part of, just so they know we're doing a good job and we're being acknowledged for that. So you'll want to develop your compliance parameters. And then lastly, you'll want to develop a communication plan. Not everyone that's interested in the QA output is interested in every single data element. Your management team does not want to see your long-form report card. They want the quick and dirty report card that gives them the highlight. These are the ones that are doing really well, and these are the ones that we might have an issue with, and we might need your support in when we might have to go in and assess some type of fine or some disincentive of some sort. And you'll want to vary your report format. We were considering, once we implement the report card in North Carolina, do we want to put that on the web? Well, something that you'll have to consider, because that might be considered a disincentive for some laboratories if they're not doing as well. So maybe you just want to highlight your better performing ones, or you know, things, and it goes into detail in the toolkit, but things you'll want to consider in that communication plan. And that is all I have.